to thank all the chaverim who set everything up, and it's very wonderful being in this room together. Thank Dovril and Bobby and Egunim. It's a gewaldige eswatz. Dibuk chaverim, Emuna. I have a cheshek to learn with you a few sentences from the Sichas Haran from Rabbi Nachman Lusiel. I was learning this Friday night, and I felt very much that I wanted to review it with you. I'm sure that many of you have learned Sichas Haran, Sichas Mem Gimel. Rabbi Nachman doesn't mention Purim here, but every single word is filled with Purim. You know, all the other yeshuas that we've had, but to overcome difficulties and sorrows, all the yeshuas of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh, but the Inyan of Purim, the yeshua of Purim, the Gemara itself says, is Mimisa L'chaim. Yeshua said, "V'echrisu eshmenu min ha'aretz, u'ma ta'asa l'shemecha ha'gad." Amalek, later on Hitler Yimach Shemai, there's an Indian in this world to completely erase the Jewish people from the face of the earth. We shouldn't exist. And when Yeshua said, V'chvisu eshmeinu min ha'aretz, that if our enemies will succeed, chalila, if our enemies will succeed and we will be destroyed, will be completely obliterated, matasa l'shem chagot, then kivyochel, if our name is erased, it's hard to finish the sentence. Then what matas l'shem chagol? And what's your name? Who were you, kivyochel, in this world without us? Matas l'shem chagol. Without an Am Yisrael, there's no Torah, there's no tachlis. Matas l'shem chagov. So what point is there to your name? If our name is erased, b'shem Hashem is meshutif b'shem Yisrael. If Am Yisrael is lo chai, again, it's hard to say. We're not talking about Chalila Hashem himself. We're not talking about. But in this world, then there's nothing. Without us, there's nothing. So there's this klipa in the world. It was mislabish then in Haman. Over the years, it was mislabish in different Rishai. And the Gemara itself says that from the very beginning of time, the Gemara in Chulin says that Haman min ha'Torah minayin, everybody knows, Hamin ha'etz. The shorish of Haman, the shorish of that inyan in this world for there not to be the presence of Hashem, for there not to be an Am Yisrael, who are here to be Megali Shem Hashem, that comes from the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. Because regarding that tree, the Torah says, V'yamachol chemimeno meis tomos, that on the day that you eat from that tree, you will die. And the Mefarshim, the Ramban, all the Mefarshim talk about this, that the Maisa, Adam and Chava didn't die, but death was brought to the world. But the death that was brought to the world and is still being brought to the world until Mashiach comes, until that day of Mochai Emcha, until that day that the name of Amalek is erased, the death that's brought to that world is not just man's mortality. It's just that it's not just physical death. When it says in Torah, "V'yamach Cholchem in Mois Tomus," that you will die, the Torah says Befeush that we live in this world, and a person can be in this world for 70, 80, 90 years, and can die a million deaths, because the result of that Hamin Ha'et of Haman is Beitzavon Teichlana. And Beitzavon Teichlana means you're going to live. Adam Rishon Chava didn't die. They became mortal, but you're going to live a different kind of life. And the life that you're going to live is a life of Beitzavon Teichlana. That means that you're going to live in this world and you're going to die a million deaths, because when a person is depressed, when a person is sad, Beitzavon Teichlana. That's the curse of the nachash, of the snake. Of Arfatochal Kol Yimei Chayacha. The snake, nachash, malchamavis, amalek. V'arfatochal Kol Yimei Chayacha means that there's a person who is living in this world and even can have all the good things in life, but everything tastes like dirt to him. And this midah of atzvus, which the Tanya says at the beginning, from Rabbi Chaim Vital, that the midah of atzvus is ofar, is the element of dirt, of earth. The curse of the nachash, of Haman, of the snake, of Amalek, of the Nazi, the curse is v'ofar toichal kol yimei chayacha, that this sadness, the ofar is sadness. The midah of the element of ofar, atzlus and atzvus, v'ofar toichal kol yimei chayacha means that sadness eats away at a person's life. V'ofar toichal, the dirt eats away at your life. It eats up all the days of your life. V'ofar toichal kol yimei chayacha. You could have a good life, and you have a nice home, and you have a family. But the snake, the koyach of Amalek, is v'ofar toichal kol yimei chayacha. That this feeling of atzvus, of depression, of sadness, eats up your life. Torchal kol yimei chayach. So the inyan of Amalek, of Haman, is evil gadol Yehudim. Evil gadol Yehudim, that the Jews who should be filled with simchas achai. Am Yisrael chai doesn't only mean that we're physically alive. It means that the Jews should be filled with chias. This whole life, his whole marriage, his whole learning, his whole davening should be filled with chias. And instead, the koyach of Amalek is Beitzavon Teichlana. The Eitzadahas Tevera. Ofra Torchal Kol Yimei Chayacha. And that dirt, that ofra, that heaviness of Amalek, of the snake, it eats away the days of your life. Ofra Torchal Kol Yimei Chayacha. And this, therefore, the Lahashmid, the Harug, La'abed, is not just genocide. It's not just rounding up Jews and killing them. That's the final solution. The avoda of Amalek, of the snake, is that a person should be alive and with the life that he has, it's a life of laharag, lahashma, laharag, lahabit. Without chiyas, beitzavon teichlana. And many times over the years, we've spoken about the minig that's brought down from the Shlach Kodesh, brought down in Eli Rabba, many poskim, swarm, and many of you have the minig, and so do I. That we're afraid that we might forget our names. It's brought down maybe from Chazal, goes back to Masechta Chibud Akeva, there's such a thing. You know, there are some Chevra Kedishas that they have a minig that when the person's being lowered into the grave, They call out and they say, don't forget your name, right? And they say the name, you've seen that. They say the person's name. The Sforim tell us, goes back to Chazal, when a person's life ends here in this world, even the Gemara says in Shabbos, and Taisha talks about over there, the different questions that are asked, there's sort of an interview when we come to the next world. But the question of all questions before all the other questions is, what's your name? And therefore it's brought down from the Kadmonim that we have a minig, that before we take 3 steps back from Shemini Esrei, they say Psukim. Begin with the letter and end with the letter of your name. It should be a school that a person should remember his name. Because there's a danger. The Shulchan Aruch says, Tzadikim, the Tzadikim, Zoichim Eshma. They remember their names. And when they're lowered into the ground, and they're asked that question, what's your name? They remember their name. But there are others who can't remember their name. So how could it be that a person forgets his name? Well, first of all, you always have to try to use your Jewish name. You can't answer over there that your name is Anthony or whatever. I'm afraid to say a name that somebody has. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I don't know. David or Jacob. The question is, what's their name? So Menachem begins, Mem Gimel, listen carefully. How could it be that a Jew forgets his name? Ayde Marish Chai Ravaz was Einem Yoyde Mishmai. Rav Nachman says that when a person falls into depression, when a person is sad, he doesn't know his name. Obviously, it doesn't mean you can't say that my name is Chaim Moshe. You could say that your name is Baruch, is Yankel. You could say your name. Ayde Marish Chai Ravaz was Einem Yoyde Mishmai. Shameis kisheshoyle noisoy sheyer mishmoy. A person who forgets his name. When he dies, he's asked sheyer mishmoy to say his name. Mushecheach eshmoy, and he can't remember his name. Zemachmas shameis ubaatzus amarishchayu. Because the person who has died is depressed. The chiyus of a person is in his name. And the name and the chiyus are inseparable. And therefore Rabbi Nachman says that when a person is depressed, even though he's breathing, even though he's biologically alive, but when a person, again I'm asking for quiet please, but when a person is depressed, it's kilu he's not alive. It's kilu he's not alive. Nefesh chayu hu shemay. So we understand now, so far, that since the klipa of Haman, of Amalek, is Hamin ha'eitz, is the eitz adas toivera, and the eitz adas toivera is b'yom ha'chol chmin ha'mois tomus, is death. And death doesn't mean just at 120. Death means when a person feels that he has no reason to go on living. He doesn't feel a chiz in his life. Or his davening is dead, his learning is dead, his benam chaver is dead, his marriage is dead. A person has been bitten by the snake. And that's the curse of be'itzav and teichlana kol yimei chayecha. Va'ofer tochal kol yimei chayecha. Then the person doesn't remember his name. And Amalek wants to cause, that's the klipa of sadness. It wants to cause a Jew to forget who he is, to forget his tachlis in life, to forget his name, to forget his purpose, to lose a feeling of chiyus in his life. And regarding that, Yehoshua was saying, V'yachvisu ha-shemeinu min ha-aretz u'ma'atasu l'shimcha ha-gol. And if I forget my name, if Jews forget their purpose, if Jews forget their name, and Jews lose their feeling of chiyus in this world, then Kivyoch Hashem's name is forgotten, there's no tachlis. And that's exactly what Amalek wants. We understand that Amalek is desperate to prevent the building of Beis HaMikdash, because Beis HaMikdash, the only need of Beis HaMikdash, that the Shem on the first has said, is the avoida of Beis HaMikdash and the Shem HaGod Lanaira. If the klal is that a person has to be very, very careful, liyos besimcha tamid. See, Rabbi Nachman is telling us the only way to erase Haman va'afilum hu k'moishahu, and regardless of what your madrig is, I feel who can my shahu. Dahinu shuchas v'sholom rochik ma'oid me'Hashem isbarach. Even if a person knows himself that he's far, far away from Hashem isbarach, af al pichen yeshloi l'smarach ma'oid shloi asohu goy. Nevertheless, he has to be filled with simcha, because sof kol sof the metzias is ish Yehudi hayu b'shushan habir. Ushmay Mordechai ben Yorah ben Shimi ben Kish ish Yemini. And then ish Yehudi means that a person is besimcha by the very fact that he's an ish Yehudi. And Rabbi Nachman says, afilu mukamoy shehu. He brings here from the Kitzel of Kutta Maran. Yeshtoy l'smach, Rabbi Nachman says, Yeshto l'smach b'meshu, he said, b'meshu zochlius mezeri Yisrael shalei yosohu goy. When a person sees that he's mamish far, far from Hashem, so that's when Amalek grabs him by the throat. And that's when the person begins to forget his name. And how is a person supposed to be mechaya himself and to cut off the head of the snake and to erase Amalek? So Rabbi Nachman says, Yeshlo l'smach meshezoch lias mezeri Yisrael shlo so goy. That a person doesn't look for different reasons. You know what it says, mishenichtas adam arba mizimcha. And it doesn't say why or what kind of simcha. Because there's this or when it comes to this time of the year of ish Yehudi hayu b'shushan habira. And ish Yehudi means ani kamosha ani Yehudi, I'm a Jew, and lo esani goy. And therefore the simcha is a simcha of being alive as a Jew. Mimisa l'chaim, the Gemara says. V'zois ha-simchi b'vadai simcha nefla b'li shir v'ed b'shum bilbul. When it comes to this simcha of ish Yehudi, there are no bilbulim. Why there are no bilbulim? Me'achashum ma'isa Hashem is baruch ba'atzma. You know, I was talking to a little boy the other day. The sweetest little boy. His parents wanted me to meet with him. And the boy wanted to talk to me. He's going through terrible, terrible sorrows. He's not bar mitzvah yet. He's going through terrible emotional difficulties. He's a child, the cutest, sweetest little boy. And he has expressed that he, to his prayers that he doesn't want to live. And I asked him, I was with him by himself, and I asked him, do you believe that Hashem is Baruch loves you and that he wanted you to be in the world? And he created you because you need to be in this world. And this little boy said, no, I think that he made a mistake with me. He said, I know there are other people like that, but not me. That's what he told me. He's not bar mitzvah. And I was saying this to him, because after I spoke to him, which was before Shabbos, I wanted to learn this, to go over this. He said, Bevadai, this simcha is simcha nefilah b'li shir, v'ein ba shum bilbul, miacha shum maisa Hashem is baruch ba'atzmai. That Hashem created you and I as Jews, it's a maisa Hashem is baruch. Hashem is baruch doesn't make mistakes, I told the child. When it comes to everything else in life that we have, a person can be afraid he's going to lose it. A person can feel that he's not connected to it.
That a person should, the Baruch Hu made such a mitzvah in you and myself that we're Jews. Ish Yehudi Ayvish Ushnadir. And therefore a person should be in the habit, Rabbi Nachman says, all of his life he should always, every day, over and over at different times of the day, to say, Baruch Elokeinu Shebanu Lechvaydai. We have the long amount of time, and I spoke about this with a child, that you need to say this every day. V'noslan v'teres hamis. V'kiddush harub v'mitzvaysav. V'kevon l'avadasav. V'nikus shmoy ha'godu l'akodush aleinu. Akidekach, that Yeshua said, V'hechrisu es shmeinu min ha'aretz u'matas l'shim ha'agadol. When a Jew dies, lo aleinu, when a Jew's life is taken by one of our enemies, matas l'shim ha'agadol. So we say kaddish because there's a hismatus kivyochel of the true hell, yoin, the kivyochel of Hashem's presence in this world. So we have to say yiskavlev yiskadish shmei rabba, because we feel, regardless ye and mishahu, that when this Jew, when the Russia took the life of this Jew, there's the presence of Hashem's work is diminished in this world. Matasu l'shem chagol. They want to erase our name. Amalek wanted to kill every Jew in the world. Hitler wanted to kill every Jew in the world. The Ishmaelites wanted to kill every Jew in the world. And we could sing Am Yisrael Chai that we're still alive. But when a person is bitten by the snake, even though he's alive as a Jew, even this little boy who hasn't yet started putting on tefillin, he has this suffix which is Amalek. He has this suffix in his head. Maybe I'm a mistake. And he begins to forget his name. And I ask the child to repeat, say over again and again, your Jewish name. The name that you were called by your bris. To say it over and over and over again. And therefore, I feel a base at Sahar, but I reach him with those Yitzchikim, this Chazik, this Achsamech Tomit, will this Amech as Atom will call my Devshe. But Mesha Moitzi Batzme is in the Kuda Toyver Adai, as everybody knows, Vesh Pei Beis. But Mesha Zoche Shalaya So Goy, Chiyotze Vese, will have a call Yogun by Noche by Tzar, be Yisun Lissim Chaloyma, Afa Pish Ani Kimoy Shani, even though I am the way that I am, Afa Pich and Zachisi Lias Miseri Yisrael. Zachisti liyos mizer Yisrael. What does the Baruch Shem have left in his whole world? Zachisti liyos mizer Yisrael. And my Jewish name is Chaim Moshe ben Paro. Zachisti liyos mizer Yisrael. I don't know how to bring it into the mind of this little boy, into his heart. Zachisti liyos mizer Yisrael. Ish Yehudi. L'kayim kamim mitzvahs v'chol yoyim. Tzitzis, we're all wearing tzitzis. Tefillin, we all put on tefillin today. Kriyishma, tzedakah we gave. Kriyishma we lent. Afal pisha, siyas ha-mitzvahs, hem k'moy shehem. So you say, Akasha, yeah, but what kind of tzitzis? I didn't even think about my tzitzis today. My kriyishma, I was daydreaming. My tefillin, I don't even remember, I wasn't thinking. Afal pisha, I'll call upon him. Yeshman, look at this, Tavis, ma'ayich, and ask him, shashun g'doylum l'malah. That when a Jew puts on tefillin, they shall shuam gedolim lamala. Va'afilu, listen to his words, Rabbi Nachman. This is brought down Chaim Maran. Va'afilu, he says, Aidei ha-mitzvah shenasna de poshe Yisrael. Even poshe Yisrael who does mitzvahs. Even a poshe Yisrael does mitzvahs. He calls man, what's the key? Listen to the words now. He calls man Shem Yisrael Nikrola. As long as you have a Jewish name. Calls man Shem Yisrael Nikrola. Mispar by Hashem Mispar. The Baruch Shalom is proud of you. The Baruch Shalom has pride in you. Yisrael, you have a Jewish name. Yisrael Hashem Mispar. And once a person starts to remember his name, starts to think about his name, and he's Mr. Meir himself, he fights against the snake. He fights against the Eitz Hadas Tovera. He fights against this Koach of Shikha, that's the Koach of Amalek. To be Mesubak, maybe Hashem made a mistake with me, Chalila. And the person begins to forget his name. And the person fights against that snake with this Simcha, this simple Simcha of my Yahavas, of my being a Jew. Those of you who say Likutei Tefillos, there's so many Likutei Tefillos. There's so many Tefillos Rabbi Nelson has on this Nakuda. There's so many Tefillos on this Nakuda. Once a person begins to remember his name, then you know it's not just about himself. Rabbi Nachman ends this Torah and he says, "Gam ayideh simcha yichon lahachis odem acher." When you're a person that's besimcha, not only does it bring you to life and you remember your name. Because remember, when a person dies, he's depressed. Death means depressed. Depression means you forget your name, Chalila. But when you're besimcha, you're alive and you know your name. And then you're able to hachyas odem acher. Then you're able to give life to other people. Ki yesh b'nei odem sheyesh lan yisurim gedoylam v'nei yirah rachman litzlan. Because all of us know people in our lives who are filled with terrible, terrible yisurim rachman litzlan, who are suffering terribly from different things. And they don't feel they could share, they could talk to anybody, nobody will understand what's in their heart. And they want very badly to be able to share, to talk to somebody about what they're going through, but they don't know what to do and who to speak to. Ibn Ahmed says, and these people are walking around in this world filled with Yisurim and filled with Daigas. And when all of a sudden in that person's life, a Jew comes, a Jew who's alive, a Jew who has a smile, a Jew who's filled with simcha, a Jew who knows his name, appears in this person's life, and he doesn't know any answers how to help this person, and the person doesn't tell him his sorrows, but with a smile, with a good word, if you're alive, that means you can give life to somebody else. There are people who are like that. And we're alive because all of us have people like, we know people like that in our lives, who with a smile, with a kind word, with a joke, with a milut d'shtusa, with anything, that person walks into the room and comes up to you and he brings you back to life. In some way, because he's besimcha and he's alive. Olahach Yis Adam Reb Nachman ends and says, to give life to a person, ain't no davar reik. The famous Gemara in town is Mahani Trebadchi with the two Bad Chanim, with the Elanovin, Rabbi Ruka, with the Bnei Chayilam Habilis, people who are making people happy. The Gemara brings down over there. Listen what Rashi says over there. Listen what Rashi says. Remember that with Elinov, with Rabbi Ruka, these people that were Bnei Olam Haba. Why were they Bnei Olam Haba? Why were they shining with Olam Haba? So Rashi says, Smeichim u'mesamchim Bnei Adam. Because they're besimcha, because they're alive, they're able to be mesameach others. They're able to give chias, they're able to give life to others. So I want to share with you a story. In the whole Shabbos, I was thinking about this little boy. I'm still thinking about it, as you can tell. And I'm wondering how many other children feel that way. But this child talks about it. How many children feel this way? I hope there aren't. Teenagers I know for sure, because I've met over the years many, 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 and adults, but even a little child. To know what it means to make a l'chaim on Purim, to be able to say to another Jew l'chaim, that means l'chaim toiv l'shalom. But that means l'chaim, to be alive, and not just to say the words, but to give yourself life, and to give life to children, to give life to our wives, to give life to each other. So the Beis Yisrael Zechus Lehem said over once. I read this a long time ago. The Beis Yisrael said this on Purim. The way that he used to work in the shtetl in the old days in Europe, was that they were private melamdim. They didn't have institutions. They didn't have, in the shtetl, they didn't have yeshivas. They had different chadarim. And the chadarim, the cheder, was usually it was in that Rebbe's house. If we would see these places, we wouldn't call it a house. They were where they lived. And in these little shtetlach, sometimes there was a wealthy Jew or two. And the melamdim were all chalishing that they should be able to have the child of the wealthy Jew. And the more talented melamdim, and the ones who were good at the malacha, and gave themselves over, there was sometimes they were zeichet to get the gvir's child, the rich guy's kid. You understand, it wasn't regular with tuitions and so on, the way it is now. But if you had the child of a gvir, so then you had maybe a mazel that the gvir would give you a nice amount of money from time to time if he was happy. So the Beis Yisrael said that he knew a ma'aser from a melamed in a shtetl, that he was zeichet that he had. In his cheder, he had the child of a very big gvir, the town's gvir. And every Purim, like I mentioned Friday night, that the Einayim Shel Aniyim Anusuos, the Mikra Megillah, the poor people are waiting for Purim. That's their big day. So the Beis Yisrael said that this Nabuch, this poor Malamed, this poor, poor, poor Malamed, was waiting for Purim because the Gvir would come on Purim with a nice Shalach Manas. And by the Shalach Manas, there was so much, he would bring a nice amount of food. These were people who were starving. And he'd bring a nice amount of food, and sometimes in the Shalach Manas, he would put a few rubles. And from this, the Malamed had a chiz. So Beis Yisrael said that it happened one year Purim, that all day long Purim, the Malamed is waiting for the Gevir to come as Shalach Manas. And Nebuchadnezzar's wife was looking out from the window, and the Gevir, it's already getting late in Purim, and the Gevir is not coming with the Shalach Manas. It's not like we have a Shalach Manas trying to figure out what are we going to do with this before Pesach. This is for them to live. And the wife is looking from the window and she says, I don't think the Gevir's coming. He's not coming. He forgot. So the Melamed said, no, he's a good man. He's busy. There are a lot of people. He's going to come. He's going to come. But it's Otot, it's already going to be the Zman. And the Gevir has not come. So the Malamed and his wife, they realize that this is bad. So he says, the Malamed says to his wife, no, it could be that the Gevir forgot. It could be that he's just very busy with his family and people, and he forgot. So he said to his wife, we got to put together our own Shalach Manas to take to him. She said, I only have 2.5 sardines, little pieces of fish, and they smell bad. They're old. She said, well, that's what we have for them. So she made for him a little Shalach Manas. And he goes to the Gevir, and they're already finished up. They're cleaning everything. He comes to the Gevir, and he says, "Shalach Purim, I wrote you some Shalach Manas." And the Beis Yisrael says that the Gevir looks at this, and he turns to his wife, the Gevir, and he says, "Oy, oy, 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 oy. I'm so sorry," he says to Malamed. "I beg you to forgive me. I'm so sorry. I got sidetracked with people talking, coming and going. I got so sidetracked." And the Gevir feels terrible. He says, "I forgot." And he says to his wife, "Bring this and bring that." They had Shalach Manas that came from different cities all over. He was a big Gevir. And he starts to bring all Shalach Manas from all over the place. Everything that he had, chicken and meat and wines and all kinds of this, the Malamed never in his life saw. And the Gevir is bringing over all of this stuff. And he takes, and he puts into the thing also kinds of money, puts stuffs in, not a little, a ruble or two, he puts in there. And he made an Shalach Manas that the Reis Yisrael said that the Malamed and his wife, they had for this the whole year plus to live from this Shalach Manas. And then the Beis Yisrael said to the Chassidim, it's hard for us to understand, but it seems to us, we feel sometimes, kivyachol, even though we appreciate our lives, but it feels to us sometimes, kivyachol, that Hashem has forgotten to give us Shalach Manas. Each person, his life, knows what that means, the Shalach Manas that he needs, that she needs. Whether it's with this kid, whether it's Parnasa, Banei Chayim Mizayin, whatever it is. And we feel sometimes, like that little boy, that Hashem has forgotten us. So the Beis Yisrael says that what a Jew does, he has to put together a little Shalach Manas. And he has to say to Hashem exactly what Rabbi Nachum is saying here, and Rabbi Nelson says over it, I have the tefillahs, but it's already very late. And Jew has to bring, he has to say to Hashem's Baruch, look, Baruch Shalom, I wear talis cotton, I have tzitzis. I said Kriya Shema today. I put on tefillin today. I tried to say some brachas. I tried to learn a little bit of Torah. Sof kol sof, what do you have in the world except for our sardines? I know that it's not much, but this is the best I can do.
for now. And I'm bringing it to you as my Shalach Manas. And the Beis Yisrael says in the book, when we do that, we talk in such a way, in an honest and real way, it doesn't mean we shouldn't try harder. We try to bring nice Shalach Manas. But when we talk in such a way, then the Gevir, the Rosh Hashanah is the Gevir. And then the Gevir says, oy vey, he says to all the Malachim, oy, 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 kivyachal, Hashem doesn't forget. But he makes keel. Then the Rosh Hashanah says, oy, 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 oy. And then the Baruch Shalom says on Purim, it's getting late, it's already Shushan Purim. And the Baruch Shalom says to all the Malachim, put together a Sheir Shalach Manas for this year. Put together a nice Shalach Manas for him. And to bring from all over all kinds of Shefa, all kinds of Bracha, all kinds of Yeshuas, all kinds of Nechamas, all kinds of good things to bring over for my children who are in the world and haven't forgotten my name. And that's what I was thinking about. The lashon that we say in the Urachim and Tachim, Keilenu Sishma V'Sachai, Rabbi Yisrael, listen to our voices. V'al Titshenu B'Yad Oyveinu, Rabbi Yisrael, don't leave us in the hands of our enemies. Don't let Amalek get to us, not Chalila physically, and not to get to us, to our hearts, to our minds. V'al Titshenu B'Yad Oyveinu, Limchais Eshmeinu. We say it's a Tachan, in the long Tachan. Limchais Eshmeinu. Don't allow our enemies to erase our names. Zochra Shenishbat Lavoseinu. Remember, Baruch, what you swore to our ancestors. Kikoich Veshemayim Abre Zarachem. You swore that we were going to be like the stars. V'atun Nisharnu Mahatma Harbe. And how many are left of us now? How many are left? Nishana ma'at miharbe. So how dare we ask for such a thing? The Torah says, you know why? B'chol zayis shimcha lo shachachnu. B'chol zayis, with everything that's happened to us in our lives, and with everything that's happened to us in history, shimcha lo shachachnu. We have not forgotten your name. And therefore we're asking you, like the Malamed that came with his sardines, we're embarrassed. We don't have much to give you. But we're asking you, that Natschus of Shimcha Leshachachnu, we're asking you, Noal Tishkachenu. You're the Gevir. No more news of what happened these past few weeks in Eretz Yisrael. No more such things happening. The Jews should be killed like this. No more tsaris. No more children leaving. Parents breaking up. So now, Tishkachen, with everything that happened to our parents and grandparents, and all that they went through, and they didn't forget your name, and they continued to live Jewish lives after all that seemed like they were forgotten by you, they haven't forgotten you. So now, Tishkachen, then send us Hashem Yisholach Manas, like the Heilige Rishna said when he was in jail. And he had nothing. And he said, it's Purim today. And I don't care. I don't have any Shalach Manas. There's no one here to bring me Shalach Manas. The Rishna. You know how the Rishna lived? What kind of Shalach Manas? The Rishna was the biggest Gevir. And the Rishna was in jail. And there was nothing. And the Heilige Rishna said, I don't have any Shalach Manas. So you're the only one here, he said. Rabbi Shalom, you're the only one here. There's no one here. You're the only one here. And my name is Yisrael. And me, Yisrael, I'm giving you, Rabbi Shalom, Shalach Manas. And what's the Shalach Manas? My Shalach Manas are my tears. And the tears of the Jewish people. And what Shalach Manas am I going to get from you? I'm asking you, not for myself. I'm asking you to give to the Jewish people. Kol mi shebishem Yisrael yikare. I'm asking you to give each and every Jew only simcha, nachat, and brach. That's the Shalach Manas we're asking for. Purim, Shushan, Purim, Tavshin, Pegim. Limchais and Shmoyish HaMolech. To erase HaMolech, the ones who try to erase us. And are still trying to erase us. To erase the snake that's trying to cause us to forget the Simcha, what it means to be a Jew, of Ish Yehudi. To erase that from our lives. To erase all sadness. To erase all depression. To be able to fill ourselves with the simchas hayahadis, the simcha of being Jewish, of being
an Ish Yehudi. That there's no bigger simcha in the world than to be Mizeri Yisrael. And to be Zoicha to do a few mitzvahs a day. And to learn Torah and to say a few words to Bari Olam a day. And in that Zchus Rabbi Yisrael, we're asking you to send us a Sheina Shalach Manas. Because you're the biggest Gevir of all. And to send every Jew in the world a beautiful Shalach Manas. And to send all the Amanas and all the assignment. And to send all those who haven't been married. And to send all those who don't have children. And then all those who have children and the children have left. And to send everybody all that they need. To send them a Shalach Manas that has all of the brachas that you can give. And only you can give the biggest Shalach Manas. The Shalach Manas that we're all waiting for. Of Mashiach Sekein. Of Bayom Ahu Yashem Echad. Ushmai Echad. And that that day will be such a thing. Umach Hashem Elokim Dimur. Now call upon that there won't be any more tears. It'll be Simchas Olam Al Reishen with Mashiach Sekeinu. The Gula Hashem Amitish Mehem Yomenu Amen V'Amen.
Amen.